Title, Smart Use of Groups in Jungle Sessions, Intermediate Ableton Live Workflow. Alright, let's level up your Ableton Jungle Sessions with something that's not flashy, but absolutely changes how fast you can build heavy, clean tracks. Smart grouping, because once you've got chopped breaks, layered kick and snare, a sub that needs to behave, a mid-bass that's trying to commit crimes, plus Atmos, FX, and maybe some resampling, your project can turn into chaos fast. Groups are how you turn that chaos into a system. By the end of this lesson, you'll be using Ableton Live Groups as mix buses, sound design containers, arrangement switches, and honestly, as your sanity-saving session manager. Let's do it! First, quick session prep. Yes, it's the boring part, but it's the part that saves you later. Set your tempo somewhere in jungle roller territory, 160 to 174 BPM. I like 170 as a strong default. Make sure warp is on and your break samples are actually tight. If your break is drifting or warped wrong, no amount of grouping will fix that feeling of why is this groove kind of drunk. Now set up your returns early. Think of this as creating a global effects policy for the whole track, so you're not randomly throwing a hat into a reverb cannon and later and wondering what happened. Return A is a short verb, something like a short reverb, under a second decay, a bit of predelay, cut the lows, tame the highs. This is for space, not for washing your drums. Return B is dub delay. Use echo, something like 1/8 or 3/16 timing. Filter the low end out of the delay, keep the feedback controlled. We want classic movement, not low frequency soup. Return C is parallel crush. Put a drum bus and a saturator on that return. Crunchy, clipped, aggressive, but we'll use it intelligently. Cool. Now we build the core groups. I want you to think of groups like modules, not folders. A group should answer at least one question quickly. Where do I balance the system? Where do I automate the vibe? Where do I print or resample from? If your group doesn't give you one of those wins, it's probably just nesting for no reason, and you should flatten it back out. Here's the basic console layout. Group 1. Drums. Inside drums, you'll have tracks for break, kick, snare, tops, and percussion. Group 2. Bass. Inside bass, sub and mid. Group 3. Music or Atmos. Pads, stabs, strings, drones, textures. Group 4. Effects. Impacts, risers, sirens, noise sweeps, vile stuff. Whatever you use to make transitions feel like events. To create a group, select tracks and hit Command G or Control G. Then rename them clearly and color code them. I'm serious. Do the colors. When the session gets dense, color is speed. Now, we make jungle-specific subgroups inside drums, because jungle is basically the art of controlling a breakbeat without killing it. Inside drums, create a break subgroup, put your amen or other break edits in there. If you like, duplicate a break track for extra ghost detail, or make a dedicated fills track with one-shots and reverses. On individual break tracks, do the minimum that fixes problems. EQ 8, high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to keep sub-rumble out. If it's boxy, a small dip around 200 to 350 can help. Then, if the break needs snap, use drum bus as a transient shaper, light drive, and push transients a bit. This is how you get that crispness without having to overcompress. Now on the break group bus itself, this is where the magic is. Glue and unify. Put a glue compressor, something like 2 to 1, attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, don't smash it. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loud parts. The goal is, the break feels like one instrument, not a pile of slices. Add a saturator after, light drive, soft clip on. Again, you're gluing and thickening, not destroying. Next subgroup inside drums, K plus S. This is your modern punch layer. Group your kick and snare together. Now you've got one fader that brings modern impact up or down against the break. On the K plus S group, drum bus works great. Moderate drive, a little transient boost. Then an EQ8 if you need to gently clean mud around 250 to 500. Next subgroup, tops, hats, rides, shaders, high pass them. Around 200 to 400 Hz is a good range. Then, if you want width, use utility width around 120 to 160%, but be careful. Tops can be wide. The core of your snare and your sub should not be wide. And quick teacher note here, if your groove only feels good because everything is wide, that's a red flag. Later, we'll do a quick mono check to keep you honest. Now we get to the smart part. Parallel processing inside a group. Inside your drums group, create two extra audio tracks. 1. Drum smash. This is parallel compression and distortion. 2. Drums room. This is parallel ambience. Route drums smash to receive audio from drums post effects, or if you want more control, from specific subgroups like just break and K plus S. Set monitoring as needed so it actually passes signal. For the drum smash chain, glue compressor first. Go heavy, fast attack like 0.3 milliseconds, ratio 4 to 1, and push it until you see like 5 to 10 dB gain reduction. Yes, that's intense. That's why it's parallel. Then saturator, drive it, soft clip on. Then EQ8, high pass around 50 to 80 Hz. This is critical. If your parallel smash includes sub-energy, you'll make the low end wobble and distort in a way that's almost impossible to mix later. Now blend that smash channel quietly under your clean drums. Start super low, like minus 12 to minus 20 dB, and sneak it in until the drums feel angrier and louder without losing the actual transient definition. For drums room, small reverb, short decay, cut the lows, cut some highs. If you want it to breathe with the groove, you can sidechain compress the room from the kick. Very subtle, just so the room tucks a bit when the kick hits. This is how you get the jungle sense of space, without turning your whole mix into a fog machine. Now let's handle bass properly, because in jungle and DNB, bass is two jobs at once. The sub needs to be stable, mono, and consistent. The mids can be violent, moving, distorted, and expressive. Inside your bass group, make ASUB track and AMID track. On sub, use operator with a sine wave. Add a very light saturation, just enough to help it read on small speakers. Low pass it around 120 to 180 Hz depending on where you want your crossover. Then utility width, that's 0%. Mono, always. On mid, this is your reese or growl. Use wave eatable or a resampled audio chain. Add movement with auto filter automation. Add saturator, maybe overdrive if you want extra bite. Then EQ to shape presence in the 200 to 2K range. At the end, on the bass group bus, use a touch of glue compressor, 2 to 1, maybe 1 to 2 dB gain reduction. Then utility. If your version has bass mono, set it around 120 Hz. The idea is that your bass behaves like one controlled unit in the drop. Now let's talk about a habit that will massively improve your workflow. Controlled devices at the top of every group. At the very top of drums, bass, music, effects, drop a utility first and rename it trim. This is your gain staging knob. This prevents that classic situation where you're like, my drums are too loud, and you end up changing 5-track faders and ruining your balances. Optional but extremely useful. After trim, put an EQ8 and name it Bus EQ, even if it's doing almost nothing at first. Then a glue compressor named Glue, and start it bypassed. You're basically building a consistent control strip for every module. Now, arrangement. This is where groups become a superpower. Instead of automating 8 tracks individually, automate the group lanes. Typical jungle roller discipline. Intro, atmos and light tops, no full break yet, build, bring the break in filtered, tease bass, drop, full drums and full bass, twitch up, remove one pillar for 4 to 8 bars, second drop, bring it back with extra edits, extra smash, extra energy, practical automations, on the drums group, automate trim for a microlift into the drop, something like plus 0.8 dB, tiny numbers, big feeling, on the break group, automate an auto filter so the low pass opens into the drop. On the bass group, automate saturator drive for phrase energy. On music or atmos, automate reverb sends during transitions. And here's a huge cleanliness tip. Use group sends as your global effects policy. Instead of sending every individual drum track to dub delay, send the break group to dub delay. Send tops to short verb. Send FX group to a bigger reverb. This keeps your space consistent and avoids those why is this one random percussion hit suddenly huge moments. Next, let's do an intermediate workflow boost. And be quickly with track activators. Map the track activator for your main groups to keys or MIDI buttons. Drums, bass, music, FX. Now you can audition drums only impact, bass only translation, atmos only masking issues in 1 second, without soloing 12 tracks and losing your context. Now the jungle classic, resampling. Create a print group, or if you want it even cleaner, put print tracks inside each group. Either way is fine. Set print drums to record audio from drums post effects. Arm it and record 8 or 16 bars of your drop. Consolidate it, and now chop it like a new break. Reverse a tiny hit. Gate a section. Pitch a fill up. Create call and response. This is that second generation jungle mutation sound, but organized so you can actually find things later. Quick warning section, because these are the traps. Don't overgroup too early. If you've got four nested groups inside four nested groups, you'll lose visibility and stop making music. Don't process every track and the group bus heavily. That's how breaks turn into cardboard. Use individual processing for fixes. Use group processing for glue. Always filter your parallel smash. No sub energy in that lane. Don't widen the wrong stuff. Widen tops and ambience, not sub or the core snare body. And don't ignore gain staging. If your groups clip, you'll chase mix problems forever. Now a couple of darker, heavier DNB style upgrades you can steal. You can make a noise or grit subgroup inside drums. Vinyl hiss, room tone, distorted foley. Sidechain it lightly to kick and snare so it breathes. That's instant atmosphere without adding new instruments. You can make a shadow bass layer inside bass, duplicate the mid, low pass it around 200 to 400, distort it, keep it mostly mono, and blend it quietly. It adds menace without changing the bassline. You can also do a fast stereo sanity check, temporarily set drums and bass group utility width to zero while balancing. If your groove collapses, you are relying on stereo tricks. Fix the balance, then put wit back. Alright, mini practice exercise. This is the one you should actually do after the lesson. Your goal is a 32-bar jungle drop with smart groups and one resample pass. Create four main groups: drums, bass, music or atmos, and effects. Inside drums, break, K plus S, and tops. Add a chopped amen in break, a tight kick and snare layer in K plus S, and hats in tops. Build a drum smash parallel track and start it low, minus 12 to minus 20 dB, then blend. In bass, make a mono sine sub and a res mid. Arrange it, bars 1 to 8, filtered break plus atmos, bars 9 to 16, full drop, bars 17 to 24, switch up. Mute the break subgroup, keep K plus S and tops, bars 25 to 32, drop returns, and automate your smash up by about 2 dB for the first bar or two to make it hit. Then print 8 bars of drums, chop one fill, and use it at bar 31. If you can do that cleanly, you're not just using groups, you're thinking in modules, and that's the intermediate leap. You stop mixing track by track and start controlling systems. Let's recap the big idea. Groups are mix buses, sound design containers, and arrangement switches in one. This audio version is shortened for playback.